Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Pajamas in public, the battle of appropriate versus comfy. That's what we want to talk about this morning. And I've said it, I've made my position very, very clear. You do not look as good, men, in tracksuit pants as you think you look. And women definitely do not look as good in yoga pants as they might think they do. What is with this whole comfort thing? We're not born to be comfortable. We're born to look good. We need to look better. And I don't understand this whole need to go shopping in a tracksuit. Don't do it. You're better than that. You are better than that. Dr. Seth Cooper, past president of the Psychological Society of South Africa. Good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you're taking the side of the fashionistas, because you're trying to ensure that all of us look our best.
Well, exactly. What is with us? You know, how are we ever going to find a mate? How are we ever going to further ourselves if we do so in tracksuit pants? Come on, we are better than that. Where's our self-esteem?
Well, look, I think it's a combination of factors.
Right.
You're talking particularly about women who have chores.
Men, both.
We notice it when women do that, right? When we look at the men, we think, well, that's an oddball if they're wearing something that looks, you know, a flappy pajamas. Mm. But the tracksuit moms are ones who are rushing to take their kids to school and catching a bit of shopping back home before they settle down for the rest of the day. So I can understand not wanting to go and change before doing that.
Mm.
And I think people have become much more comfortable with who they are than before, because they care less about what you and I think. I think, and that's a good thing.
Is it a good thing, though? Is it a good thing? Because surely, you know, obviously I speak from very much my own perspective. If I'm working at home and I don't get dressed properly, it feels almost like I'm not taking myself seriously. If I'm not taking myself seriously, then how do I expect other people to take me seriously? We feel better when we've pulled ourselves together and we've shaved.
Yes, Howard. I agree with that. But it also depends on upbringing. I think, you know, if we've grown up with that,
then it will
stay with us. But if there's been a parent or a teacher who imposed their views on the correct dress code, etc., you want to rebel against that once you're out of that environment. So it's different looks for different folks, I would imagine. And somehow, people, I think, you know, it's also about the COVID.
Yes, I was going to ask you. Mm.
Yes, and we tend to put on something in order that we look good from the top. But below that, below the waist, one may be, I mean, there was that famous video that went viral 2 years ago with somebody who had their bare bottoms out when they were on video cam and didn't realize it, or probably they did and wanted to make a statement. I think we've got people who, it's part of your makeup, if you like. And that same person will shock you the moment they changed and look different. So I think that it's convenient. It's also a changing culture, because we are much freer with norms and customs, because, yes, if you go to the show, if you go to the Sunday church, there is a particular dress code, you know. But outside of that, in the home environment, in the family environment, I would imagine in some family environment, you want to be seen and look very good, because you know that aunt is going to cast a very beady eye if you're looking very bad, if you're not wearing X and Y. So the fashions change as well. And I think we begin to also ape what celebs do. So if we have a celebrity who does the outrageous, it becomes a little bit easier for us to, and if we identify with her or him, to do those kinds of things. But in this country, I think we have also a very fast unwinding dress code. You see the kids who are in certain schools wearing their school outfits after school hours over the weekends and so on, because that's how the school requires you to be. But then you see other kids who go to school in ordinary clothes, if you like. So it's a variety. And I think we've gotten away from the scruffy tie and suit look. And Madiba helped us to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we're a very hot kind, except now, of course, we're in the grip of a nasty cold front. Mm. But we used to wear wool suits, you know, and thick wool suits, not the light wool suits. So it's all of that kind of thing. And I think we're going to see much more changes where we feel able to express ourselves through ourselves rather than clothes make it the man or clothes make it the woman kind of thing. And I think it'll offend you. It may offend me. But for the persons who they take as central in their lives and close to them, I think they're able to affirm themselves. But there, too, I think sometimes they're bucking the trend and they want to stand out and do certain things that may look a little off, but to each her own, I would say.
Well, absolutely. I do agree with you there that if somebody is doing it, if someone is doing something deliberately because they like what it looks like, they want to create their own look and feel and brand, I think that is awesome, even if it is something that I might not like. But I guess maybe what I don't, what I see a bit differently or what I'm behaving very judgmentally about is if there's no thought, if you just sort of just.
Of course, I get what you're saying. Fashion trends start with the outrageous, don't
absolutely.
They?
Absolutely.
So maybe that pajama, you know, I've seen these, you know, previously there were pajamas, and then there were hospital wear, and then there was prison wear. Now we have the ugly orange. Orange is the new black kind of thing. But you know, it changed. It changed where, remember the era of big bottoms, bell bottoms. So now you can get the hospital material, you can get the pajama material and get somebody to sew it up for you and make it look, you know, it's all zhuzhed up and you can make it look different by adding a few accessory. So I've seen it, I've looked at it, and I thought, wow, okay. But then when you get more and more people doing it, there's almost a normalization of that behavior.
Absolutely right.
And so we may end up being the oddballs out.
Absolutely, by wearing normal trousers. Dr. Sats Cooper, unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. What a wonderful conversation. Thank you. The past president of Psychological Society of South Africa talking to us about why people wear pajamas in the supermarket. Absolutely loved that conversation.